From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
And welcome back to another episode of Locked On Chiefs. Thank you all for listening, and today is another special episode where we have a special, I can't say guest anymore now, can I? Another co-host.
I'm with you on special, and I think that says enough.
Touche. To be fair, though, I just want to throw this out there. For any of you Seth people that are listening that love Seth, he's the one that called himself special, so don't need to
hear about it. Yeah, you guys don't need to have your mentions flooded with, you know, I can't believe the hate those guys are giving. Yeah, no, it's true, guys. I'm very persecuted here on Locked On Chiefs. You know, come from the Chief of the North, they said. It'll be fun, they said. And just getting brutalized. Just that's fine, though.
More Southern. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. That works out well.
Hey, can you say, what's that all about?
What's it all about? What are we? All right. Don't be such a hosier, you know.
I can't even pronounce it like that. Jeez.
God dang it, now I can't, because now I'm saying you know a bunch. And
I noticed.
You know, okay, fine, whatever. Whatever, guys. Didn't something happen with football? Let's talk about that.
Somewhere.
I'm gonna pout for a while.
I just wanted to mention, and I actually brought this up to Ryan before you hopped on. I think it's a little interesting. I don't know if you saw it, that Tom Mahaly is now talking about returning to football.
Oh, I did not see that.
No, he had a picture of him sacking Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform and talking about Chiefs Kingdom. So
good for him.
Yeah.
But Tomba, I'm glad that your music career is taking off, but your knees haven't gotten any better, buddy.
Yeah, he needs to – he couldn't stay healthy last year, and they needed him. They needed him desperately. And he just could not stay healthy. Anytime he played more than a few snaps, he was sitting out the next game.
Hey,
so both of you were against bringing him back?
Yes. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
No, I completely
agree. And
for
his own good as well. Your knees
absolutely
will give out at some point.
Right. I'd like him to be able to walk around decently when he's in his 50s, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be able to happen.
Yeah, that ship probably sailed a few years back, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
it's not that I don't appreciate what he did for the organization, but yeah, I'm with both of you. I don't see. I had somebody reach out to me on Twitter and ask the question, and I hadn't seen all the Instagram stuff that he'd been doing and talking about, and I just don't see the fit.
Right.
I mean, especially considering they seem to be moving away from his real Tom is not D Ford size, but he's not Breland Speaks or Tano Passanio either.
Right. Well, yeah, they're really into this supersize edge thing that they've got going on, which I kind of like. If you can find the horses, why not do it? Because Houston is a large man for an edge as well.
Yes.
And you see the fruits of that in his run defense. So, I don't know. I could see it. But, yeah, I don't think Holly fits in necessarily. I mean, obviously, if he were peak, great. But, no, it's time. I mean, they should have moved on a few years earlier.
Yep.
I just, and beyond that, he just doesn't fit what Brett Veach is doing. Brett Veach is here to make this roster younger.
Yep. Younger and, you know, better.
Better.
I don't know how to say that. It's like, I mean, it's a much faster, more physical defense, at least on paper. Like even like kind of low key signings like Xavier Williams. I know you looked at him, Chris. I don't know if you did. He's a physical dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and he, interestingly enough, he plays stronger against double teams than he does against one blocker. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know, right? But he's got Benny beat by, like, what, half a step?
Yep. And that's important. And they're just getting more. And look, Tomba's as aggressive as they come, but he just doesn't have it anymore. It's the same with DJ. You know, I mean, yeah, I'd love for those guys to play forever. We're saying goodbye to a whole era of Chiefs football, but no, Tomba was clearly cooked last year, and then the year before, honestly.
I hope he enjoys making music. I hope he does well with that.
Yeah, me too. That would be great. And him and Dwayne Bowe can collaborate.
No.
Have you listened to the music or something? No.
I like good music.
Ryan's just saying no.
My colleague at The Athletic, because, you know, I write for The Athletic.
Do you?
That people can... Oh, yeah. The people can subscribe to quite cheaply and can actually get a week's free to, you know, just test out how they like it. I keep forgetting to mention that.
What was that place called again?
It's called The Athletic. Yeah, it's a subscription site, but it's pretty awesome if you ask me, if I may say so myself.
I have to say,
and one of those awesome articles. Oh, I'm glad. It's made me feel good about the jump, is that it's actual quality stuff. But Nate wrote a really in-depth piece about Bo's beginning of his rap career.
I'm sorry, Nate. I wish you had those couple hours back.
It was a really good piece. It really went in depth.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Ryan, somebody like Nate doesn't need a couple hours to write a piece. I mean,
shut up.
We know you take forever, but
just stop, folks. This is why Chris and Seth write and I do not.
Yeah, it's true. Well, like, because you, like, literally don't when, like, you're supposed to. It's like, Ryan, how'd that go? What do you mean? You've only written a paragraph. And, you know what? You care about quality, Ryan. I'm not going to – Chris, I've decided to flip sides all of a sudden. You care about quality, and that's an important thing. And if more people cared about quality, this country would be a better place.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. But here's the problem with your thought process there about him caring about quality. If he really cared about quality, he would learn how to spell and use the edit button.
I'm switching sides again. You know, Ryan, it's a travesty.
Twitter, I need an edit button. I'm just
yeah. You know, I swear Twitter will – I don't think Twitter will ever do an edit button just because – I mean, part of the fun of Twitter is those kind of gotcha moments where people say things they really shouldn't say.
And I really have to think, don't you also think that it's partially a legal thing too? I mean, think about it. People can go in and edit tweets that, you know, hours later or whatever.
It's social media. What's the
I don't think so anymore because Facebook has an edit function. I don't think that would get them in any trouble legally, no.
Stick. I suppose that's fair. I guess
stick to numbers, man. I'll be the law around here.
You'll be the law, Kansas law dog.
Oh, I want so badly to be able to do an accent and that accent, and I can't be the law. No, see, it just doesn't work. It just sounds like my throat hurts.
Well, on that note, let's take another quick break, and we will be right back.
No, when I have to spell check, like, my face goes crazy. It's not good. But that's why I do video and talk on microphones.
And you do wonderful videos and talk wonderfully on microphones, Ryan. I enjoy them a ton. I just assumed those were right off the cuff.
Well, thanks. Mostly they are. I just have to cut out the cussing.
Oh, shit. That's a lot like our conversations. Oh, sorry, Seth. No, it's fine. Whatever. Here, hang on. Let me get my children. My children's ears are turning blue. Let's get them out of the room.
Don't put me on Bluetooth.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. Whenever I talk to him on the phone, I have to warn him if my daughter's in the car. Cause... All right. So, you know, we probably ought to talk about Chiefs football since that's what everybody's listening for. So,
are they, though?
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
I mean, at this point, I have to think somebody is.
I happen to know that our buddy Keith McLean is not listening this week because he's going camping and is wanting to save all of the episodes for his week camping. He's not very happy about it right now.
That is, you know, Keith is just the best. He is the nicest guy. He's one of my absolute favorite people to interact with on Twitter. We're Facebook friends even.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, serious.
And he's up there by you.
I guess you could say it's getting pretty serious. Yeah. Me and Keith. Okay. But yes, Chiefs football. Some people are listening for that. I got nothing, guys. I only wrote one article so far this week, so.
Well, what did you write about?
Oh, right. Oh man.
And where did you write it?
At The Athletic, a subscription-based website that you can actually have for what's the equivalent of basically an expensive cup of coffee per month.
And I drink so much coffee, it doesn't matter. And you know what, folks? Exactly. We're not just touting Seth. You get to read Nate as well. So.
Oh, right. I forgot about that guy. No, I'm kidding. Nate does.
Hey, there's this other guy.
Yeah, Nate. You know, I seriously, I will tout him all day to people. Whenever I have someone say something to me on Twitter like, hey, you know, Seth, I just joined for you. I'm like, no, seriously, you really ought to read the stuff he's cranking out because it's got me like reading stuff again. They've got high quality enough stuff that I've been like reading about other teams. It's really freaking me out. Well, but anyway.
And that's a plus. Maybe that's something we should touch on real quick because there are things going on within the AFC West that are worth noting. Like
there are.
Like Khalil Mack in Oakland.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Doesn't it make you smile?
Oh, it makes me smile so much. I can't.
I must have missed it. What's going on?
He is not. What is this, day 48 or whatever of his holdout?
Hold out. Someone needs to. Yeah, that's right. I just dropped a ludicrous reference. That happened.
Well done.
Anyway, thank you.
Hold up.
Nice. He's holding out. He wants a new deal, and he deserves it. He's a great player. I always say he is a slightly less strong but slightly more explosive Justin Houston.
Yeah, and he deserves money, and so does there's some guy in Los Angeles that plays for the Rams that deserves a lot of money that.
Oh yeah,
not again into the offseason.
Man, how do you not pay Aaron Donald? I genuinely mystifies me.
Don't know.
He's that good.
Incredibly, and honestly, and not so we don't get too far off on what's going on in the league, but
right. It
also brings me back to this fact that you have guys that are on that level, like Houston, like Barry, that you don't see holdouts from.
Yep.
That this team, whether you feel like, and I've had people hit me with, Justin Houston hasn't been the same since he got his contract.
No.
Okay, he's been injured first, and he hasn't had a guy to go across from him the entire time. So, right.
But he did hold out for that contract.
What, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as acrimonious, but I mean, you know, there's a distinction. There's a pretty big difference there, but I hear what you're saying, Chris. It is nice to see the Chiefs will take care of their own. The Khalil Mack thing, I know this, it's just fantasy land, but I can never stop thinking every time Khalil Mack is like my dream player to play opposite Houston. Even more so than Von Miller, because I think Mack is better against the run. I think he's one of the few guys in the league that, like, on the edge is almost as good as Houston against the run. And I know it could never happen, but every time I'm just like, you know, Chiefs should just offer their next two first rounders and just go for broke. And just say, you know what? We're going to open a 3-year window and we're going to get crazy during this window. I would do anything to see that happen. I would not be.
We're sorry, Patrick. You can't have an offensive line because we had to go do
that. The line's fine. They'll be all right. They got a couple years.
But Seth, then you would lose your boy in Mitch Morse, and that would really make you sad.
I'm never losing Mitch Morse.
Okay, but the interesting thing about Mack. You guys are ridiculous, I swear.
I don't even know why. I don't even know why you'd say that. That's so hurtful.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, about Mack. There's something interesting. Sorry. A bad influence on Ryan.
The fun thing about Mack is you have to think he's sitting there going, they're bringing in all these old guys and giving them my money.
They are.
What the hell are they doing?
It's so stupid. Oh. Oh, man. No, I genuinely don't get it. It would be one thing if they were, you know, like kind of if they were like, I don't know, trying to like rebuild. I don't know what the plan would be. Mack is the type of guy you pay. And I understand.
Right. Exactly. They're,
now, you can't break the bank on too many different types of defensive players. They have to be either. But I mean, he's an edge rusher. He's a pass rusher.
One of the four elite positions in this league.
Fullback. Quarterback, punter.
Correct.
And pass rusher. Yeah,
punter. I'm glad you started with the right position. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Well, and they didn't. Well, the other crazy thing to me when you're talking about Mac is they don't even have CBs that could stand up to coverage with Mac. How are they going to do without him?
I don't get what the long-term plan is. When you sign him, it's going to break the bank. It's going to be the biggest edge. It's going to be bigger than Justin Houston's. It's going to.
And it should be.
That's the way the market works. It'll be a similar percentage but bigger numbers. I swear when they announce they should stop announcing numbers for contracts and just do percentages of cap hit. Because right. Then people would maybe understand, oh, it's the most expensive of all time. I keep hearing that every year, and people are not figuring this out. The cap is going to go up another $10 million next year because the NFL makes money like nobody else on the – like they make money like Netflix. I don't know. Does Netflix make – Netflix makes a lot of money. Okay. But, you know, I mean, just, they make this insane amount of money. It's going to keep going up. But Mac is a guy you pay. Aaron Donald even more so. And so it makes me smile to see the Raiders doing that because, like you said, they're signing all these guys that I don't really think can play anymore.
Jordy Nelson, I'm looking at you. And I like Jordy Nelson.
I think Jordy might actually be able to bounce back.
Okay. Okay.
No, for whatever reason, the way you said that cracked me up. I don't know. I think – and that was just good stuff. You're not a K-State homer, are you?
Hey, Wildcat fans, I hope you're enjoying yourselves.
That's awesome. Yes, he is a K-State homer, Seth.
Yeah, just don't let the fact that Seth is not from the state or currently in the state sway you anyway. I am a Jayhawk through and through. So
no, he loves the color purple, and he is a K-State homer.
Yeah, him and BJ Kissel, exactly. They always call each other up. Him and then Herbie T, they sit there and chat. K-State, Wildcats, ride or die, man. That's cool.
All right, before Ryan goes off on set, let's take another quick break here. And I have another subject I want to talk about that's completely unrelated to the Chiefs, but it is related to the NFL.
Sweet.
All right, so we don't talk about the NBA too much. Thank you.
Good God, I like defense. Let's not do that.
No, I just want to mention this because I do think it is an interesting topic. The NBA, I ended up watching the first round of the NBA draft on Thursday night because
– Why?
Thank you. Because I'm a Shocker fan, and I wanted to see if Landry Shamet was going to get drafted. And? He did get drafted in the first round, so happy there.
Did he get traded? Because everybody get traded in the first round?
Then that's what I want to talk about. It is so much different in the NBA than it is in the NFL. I can only think of one time in the 15 years I've been watching the NFL draft that you've seen a player get taken by a team and then traded the same day.
Right.
Now, I told this to you, Seth, and Ryan, I don't know if you saw this. There was the Philadelphia 76ers drafted a kid from Villanova that was from Philadelphia. His mom
and sent him on his way.
His mom is the VP of HR for the Philadelphia 76ers. You see this clearly on TV for 20 minutes, and yes, then they sent him on his way to Phoenix.
Well, didn't Devontae Graham and Svi get traded right after they were selected?
Devontae Graham did, but he went to actually where he is from. He went to Charlotte, and he's from Raleigh. Oh, so that worked out well for him. But yes.
Rock Chalk, that's all I have to say. I don't care about anybody else. Rock Chalk.
My point
is... I actually used to be a huge Jayhawks fan.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you. my whole point is, how much different would the NFL be if they did what the NBA does?
You know, I don't know that they could. It's the guarantee structure, right? Isn't that the big difference?
Well, that is a big difference, but I don't know why that would really cause an issue with that.
I think in the NFL, with football, there's just, for one, there's a lot more players in the draft, right?
That's true.
And so there's a lot less fixation on certain players. Because in the NBA, it really is, there's scheme fits in the NFL, but it's a little bit different. In the NBA, like, you go into the draft needing one or two very specific kinds of players, right?
And hoping they're not defensive players because you just don't find those.
Yeah, because yeah, who cares about defense?
DBA doesn't play defense, so
right. And so they, I think the issue is in the NFL, and I could be wrong here. There could be a lot of other reasons. Is that there's so many more players, so many more directions to go, that the odds teams aren't going to take a guy that they don't really want just to out leverage another team, which is what a lot of NBA teams are doing, right? Or a team isn't going to be so like, oh, that was our guy. He's the one we need. So they're willing to give up the farm for the guy that just got taken. I just think there's a lot more options in the NFL. Now, that would be kind of an interesting thing to do. Like if you knew that a team was super interested in a guy, like, you know, so many teams, you know, they trade away from like the number one spot, right? Because, you know, the team that needs a quarterback, blah, 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 all that stuff, right? It would be interesting if a team instead drafted a quarterback and like let's say the Chiefs
could have taken Baker Mayfield and traded him to New England.
Yeah, they could have.
Wait, that's coming in 3 years.
Well, could be.
Well, no, because Baker Mayfield's going to have like the best rookie season in the history of humanity. We talked about this last time, guys. I don't understand what.
Right.
But I just don't think it works in the NFL. There's too many options for every pick, and so there's just less fixation on one player.
I just thought it was crazy to watch the NBA draft go the way it did. When I'm so used to watching the NFL draft, and yes, you see trades, but it's teams trading up to get their guy. It's not teams trading players that they've already selected for other picks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bizarre. I can't bring myself to care about the NBA. I just can't.
Me neither.
Well, that's fair.
I used to, and I just don't know what happened. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. But I just, like, everyone, I was just like, before the season began, I told a bunch of people, I think the NBA is boring. Obviously, Golden State is going to beat the Cavaliers in the finals. And all year,
you're so wicked, I had people. Smart.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a real prognosticator. No one could have seen that one coming. You know? And all year I had people say, oh, it doesn't look like it's such a sure thing, Seth. What about the NBA? You know, I really shouldn't. Those of you who follow me
all the time.
Those of you who follow me, I really do respect you. I'm referencing one in particular individual who I think I blocked at a certain point, who like I mean, was real that dink was about the whole thing.
Boy, you were really living up to that special label you gave yourself earlier.
Oh, stop it now. But I mean, they kept saying, oh, look, it's happening. And then it didn't. And I just – no one's going to beat Golden State unless like Kawhi and LeBron go to the same team. And that same team also – it's like if those two go to the Sixers, hey, maybe. Or like the Celtics, maybe.
Yep.
But other than that, the Warriors are winning the next three titles.
How happy do you think Demarius Randle was that the Cleveland Cavaliers ended up choking in the finals?
Super happy.
What was he on the hook for? 500,000 jerseys or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Well, yeah, that was not well thought out.
No.
I'm glad he's a better football player than he is in social media.
Right, yeah. I think he learned a good lesson about the power of social media.
And he was thanking his stars when the Warriors were up 3-0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and everyone knew it was over. I mean, that was just a travesty. But what are you going to do?
Oh,
oh, wait, one more thing. Because you asked, but I didn't say. You know, people really should check out, and I'm not, you know, remember the forward progress play by chance? No? I broke that down in detail on The Athletic, where I write. And even though that sounds horrible, it actually was a very, I don't know if you guys had a chance to read it yet, it's actually a very well-constructed and beautiful delayed blitz package and just a really neat play.
I swear I thought you were going to say it was a really well-constructed and beautiful, well-written article, so you should go read it. I swear that's where I thought you were going.
That's how I should have led into it. But it really is. It actually, for whatever reason, I had to watch the play like 150 times to write the article, you know? And now I'm no longer angry about it. It's lost its power over me. So there you go. Read The Athletic for inner peace.
Jeff Triplett, you're still on my list.
Yeah, I'm still not happy with him. But the play itself no longer makes me want to vomit. I took a walk during the middle of writing that article. I really did.
Honestly.
And I even included it in the article, but I actually did that. I walked away because I was so angry. And then after watching the playoff times and seeing what a cool blitz it was, how everything fell into place, I'm just not mad about it anymore. It happened.
Oh, and Ryan, just so you know, Seth does point out that Sorensen did something very good in this play. So you're really going to want to read that.
It's the most...
Well, there's one from 2017.
It had nothing to do with him actually making a football play.
Oh, okay, good. So.
But it is. It's a cool thing. You see how just these little things, and you guys know how I feel about that stuff. Like, it's the intricacy of football that makes it a great sport to me. And that's when that play is actually a really good example of all the intricacies that have to come together for a guy to just destroy a quarterback like
that. The thing that really annoyed me about that play is that was DJ's legacy in Kansas City in my mind.
Yes, it was.
It had all the ability to be his legacy type play, and it was taken from him by somebody that made a wrong call.
Yeah, something outside of his control. I do hope DJ, and we'll see, I hope DJ's a guy who gets consideration for the Hall of Fame because he deserves it.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay. All-time tackle leaders on a team, all-pro level player 5 or 6 years, Pro Bowl level player 7 or 8 years. He's maybe,
well, I just want to make
shot.
Sure that you weren't saying Ring of Honor in Kansas City. That's
oh, a Ring of Honor. If he doesn't make the Ring of Honor, that will be a travesty.
Well, I just want to make sure that's what I thought you were saying, but like I said, wanted to verify.
It's nearly impossible, like you said, a franchise leader.
Yeah. He'll make that. Tom will make that. Jamal will make that. I mean, we got to witness that was that generation's Ring of Honor guys.
I just hope that he ends up coaching back in Kansas City because I think Andy's open to it.
Yes.
There are cool things going on. You have a doctor on the offensive line. You have a guy who's recovered from cancer coming back to the defensive backfield. We're going to talk about that next week. That's going to be a huge one. Seth is obviously going to grunt in the microphone, and we're going to have a good time. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTreseyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.